Yes, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. That was very prescient ID blast there. But yeah, we're broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And I'm Garen Fitzgerald. This is about to be extra tonal. For the first time in a long time, not pre-taped. You were just listening to Matt's Other Note, Hour of Jazz, which, we've laughed about this quite a few times. It's a hard act to follow, Mr. Hardbody Supreme. He's like super high energy, and then we roll in, we're just like, yo, yeah, super chill. But, that's how it is, I guess. It's a hard thing to keep that kind of energy going, and well, maybe it's a little too much for 9 p.m. on a Wednesday, but extra tonal. Tonight, I'm going to be playing a complete album from kind of a fixture of the Montreal music scene, experimental music scene specifically, Jessica Moss, who is a violinist, a composer, apparently a clothing store, like a vintage clothing store owner, among other things, a mother, and really, I gotta say, soulful musician. The album I'm going to play tonight is called Unfolding. Debuted October 2025. And it's got some heavy subject matter, heavy references there. According to the press release, her purpose for writing this was to kind of bring people together about the, how else can you say it? Extermination of the Palestinians, like the fight out there in Palestine between Israel and Palestine. And it's kind of a way to, she wrote this album as kind of a way to bring people to really think about it, to feel about it, to not just jump to headlines and, exciting moments, and just really think about it and try to connect with the people going through the things that they're going through. And I don't know. Listening to the album, it does make you stop. It made me stop when I was listening to it. Maybe sit down, listen to the whole thing, front to back. And at times it's meditative. At times it's abrasive. At times it's sad. And at times it's even sort of uplifting. But it's a great album. And I really wanted to play it for you guys today. And so shall I do. The first track we're going to listen to off this album is Washing Machine, which runs almost 10 minutes. And it's an interesting layering of like violin and like electronic sounds and found sounds and all kinds of things. So I hope you enjoy it. It's got some neat stuff in there. Like there's this part where some, it's funny, when we put up our playlist, we have to say, is this an instrumental piece or is this not an instrumental piece, as in like a song with vocals? I had a real hard time deciding whether I should click that instrumental tag for some of these pieces, because they almost seem instrumental and then the voice comes in, but it's not always intelligible. Sometimes it clearly is, but there's a broad range. But so this is Extra Tonal on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and we're going to listen to the first track off of Jessica Moss's album Unfolding, entitled Washing Machine. So let's do that right now. Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. This hour is Extra Tonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and tonight we are going to listen to Jessica Moss's album, Unfolding. That was the first track off the album called Washing Machine. And man, when I listened to that, I just kept imagining being in space and picking up the transmission of some malfunctioning lifeboat and just these people just asking for help. And I don't know. Sitting there thinking about that, being out in the deep dark, surrounded by spots of light, picking up transmissions from who knows where and who knows when. I don't know. Just random thoughts bouncing around the head. But yeah, so that was Washing Machine, as I said. Next is One Now, featuring Tony Buck, who is the drummer from The Necks. And it's, yeah, like, when I was putting together the playlist, I was trying to think, like, okay, do I really want to have just, like, a 10-minute song, and then this next song is 13 minutes and 25 seconds? Did I really want to have two long songs right in the beginning, or did I want to try and kind of chunk things up into 15-minute little bits? But what's interesting is, while this next tune doesn't really draw from the same, I guess you could say, like, melodic content throughout in a recognizable way, whereas, like, the third track, No One, kind of does draw from that same theme we just heard in Washing Machine with the violin, like, da, 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 you know, like the rising violin line. It does get referenced in the next track. The third track, I should say. It's not really as referenced in the second. So I was thinking, like, oh, maybe I'll just, you know, play the first and third and then play the second. But I don't know. I started thinking about the whole experience of the album, and I was like, you know, well, it might make sense to go from, like, these thematically related tracks, like, go one to the next, rather than putting this thing in the middle. I feel like Jessica Moss probably did that for a reason. She's been writing music long enough. She's been performing long enough. She would know if that was not a good choice. So we're going to just go with the track listing as she put it together. Who knows? Maybe I'll think about that and want to have a thing to say about it. If you do feel like you want to say something, you can text me, because we got this crazy text request app. You can text me at 778-782-2573. That's, again, 778-782-2573. Or if you happen to be on the CJSF Discord, ooh, fancy, you can even pop into the on-air section. I'm actually looking at it right now. I noticed Connor dropped me a little emoji because I was over here in the end of Matt's hour, previously pre-taped it, so I'm in here alone. I'm just, like, in the booth listening to a show, and he's dropping references to the extra other tonal note, which I'm hoping we'll be able to continue, but apparently there are things afoot. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say anything, but anyway, nothing crazy. It's just the people making life choices that, you know, do what you do. They mix things up, change things around, make things interesting. But that said, I think it's probably time for some more music. So let's listen to the second track off of Jessica Moss's album Unfolding, called One Now, featuring Tony Buck.